brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It is, of course, Wednesday, the 17th day of August, 2005. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. John Rappaport of No More Fake News will be joining us to talk about new evidence coming out of government involvement with the London bombing, the latest developments concerning the avian flu and the bird flu and its mutations now killing humans and its spread into different areas of Russia. John Rappaport, a great mind, will be joining us coming up in the second hour. I'm also working on a lady who's made the mainstream news. I mean, they admit that earlier this year, the Secret Service visited her for just having anti-Bush signs in her yard. They weren't violent. They weren't threatening. The Secret Service has called and visited people that don't even have anti-Bush signs in their windows. If Bush is going to be driving by, they give you a call and say, better take those down if you got any. We're not allowing those. We're God. You have no freedom. So we're working on that. I mean, imagine if Bill Clinton would have tried this, the dog that he is and was, surrogate member of the Bush household. Conservatives would have never put up with it. But I was talking to one of my old friends who thinks, I guess, they're a conservative yesterday. And I talked about how, you know, out there at the Bush Ranch, that idiot ran over a bunch of the crosses memorializing the dead troops. And he just said, so what? That guy was just preparing his fields. That's what farmers do. Yeah, insurance salesman from Waco, 30 miles away, admittedly out there running over him with hatred, but so what? Can you imagine if a Democrat went and stomped on one cross? It'd be a three-alarm, you know, fire, instant insanity, just crying, screaming, but, do it to the evil liberals and it's okay. It just shows the disconnect. You know, those crosses as a symbol. All right, serious news, folks. There's masses of it. These lawn survivors say men in police uniforms helped hostage takers flee. What now? I've got about 30 mainstream news articles out of Russia. Mainstream news where witnesses, police, and others say the Russian government did it. And day one, folks, all the evidence showed it was an inside job. As usual, people just couldn't believe it. And now the evidence pours out. It's simple. The police take people hostage. Then they go out the back door. Then the police run in the front, shoot about half the people, including all the adults. They grab one patsy, hop him up on drugs. The guy, you know, beat the living daylights out of him, won't let him have a public trial, and then give him a prison. Just grab one of the fathers, one of the people. It's the same thing with the theater siege, totally staged. And then the government themselves are the supposed terrorists. They release a knockout gas, kills, a third of the people, 160-something people. And then folks that were able to put rags over their faces and didn't get a full dose said, no, we saw the terrorists releasing the gas. I mean, it just never ends. Not as sophisticated as our government. Our government does it bigger and better than the Ruskies. Why they do, you know, hijacking jets by remote control, flying them into buildings. I mean, they do a real, you know, fake phone calls. They do a really fancy job. The Russians just kill all the witnesses and, you know, take over. And then, so we'll get to that. Oh, another article here. Suspect says Russian peacekeepers ordered Georgian terror attacks. Another article. Folks, believe me, there's just so much. It's all coming up after this break. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net, and don't forget InfoWars.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here, my friends, back from 9 to midnight. Let me just run through some of the headlines, and then we'll get into it in detail. John Rappaport to talk about the avian flu mutating to where it can kill humans, spreading into Russia, as well as the latest London bombing developments coming up in the next hour. Beslan survivors say men in police uniforms helped hostage takers flee. This is literally, and there have been dozens of these reports. Police have gone public. The locals are all angry. They say it's the government. But you know, I'm sure they're evil too. Suspect says Russian peacekeepers ordered Georgian terrorist attack. Pressure on London police grows over dead Brazilian, and it comes out now, and it's admitted in their own reports from bobbies that watched the special police execute him, that he didn't run, he wasn't wearing a jacket, he was wearing a T-shirt and a stylish, I guess, blue jean top. And it's about 60 degrees there in the morning, folks. I was there the week after they killed him. It's 65 in the heat of the day. And he did not run from them. They ran up to him, shoved him onto the train. Two of them sat on him and held him down and shot him eight times in the head. And there's photos of this. We've posted some of the lesser bloody ones where his head was literally a shot-off stump. They had to get him dead. He knew something. Boom, 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 boom. Literally a sopping, shattered mass, basically no head. They had to get the head off the body. Unrecognizable pulp of slop. My point is, it was a total mafia hit. You know, the mob usually puts three in your head to make super sure. But this time it was eight. Leaked secret documents confirm police lied about Dominguez. ITN News, BBC, London Telegraph, all the same headlines. ITN News has obtained secret documents and photographs that detail why police shot John Charles Dominguez dead on the tube. Brazilian electrician was killed on July 22nd, the day after the series of failed bombings on the tube and the bus network. Again, ITN is their little propaganda arm. But the crucial mistake was, see, it's a mistake that ultimately led to his death, was made at 9:30 a.m. when John Charles left his flat in Scotia Road, South London. Surveillance officers wrongly believed he could have been Hossein Osama, one of the prime suspects for another terrorist suspect. And the elite firearms officers were provided with what they described as positive identification, shot Dominguez eight times in the head and upper body. Now, this is how they're covering the story. The intel we've got from MI5 and other sources that will go unnamed, but we've interviewed two MI5 agents on the radio and in person in London in the last few weeks, but other sources, they've been surveilling him. They knew he was a Brazilian. That's even been admitted mainstream news. For some reason, they wanted him dead. The young military-style 27-year-old with a short haircut, the electrician, he knew something he wasn't supposed to know, and he got dealt with. So, and it's admitted that this latest cover story is a fraud. But they basically executed him, and he did not run. And, well, there's a photo of him wearing the heavy jacket. And what is it? A T-shirt and a light blue jean coat. Light blue jean jacket. And again, we have the photo posted with the blood all running down the aisle of the train. But we are not going to post the photo of the splattered head. I guess there's just wider shots of this photo that we've got posted to show the splattered head. But when the witnesses all saw what we already know, I mean, what's now admitted from their own documents, he didn't run. He seemed scared. They shoved him onto the train. He got down on his knees. He knew it was coming. And that's why there's evidence that, you know, he knew something he wasn't supposed to. And one of them sat on him, the other held him down, and another just shot him eight times in the head. Very judiciously, in a very focused, calm way, like the guy was carrying out the garbage or something, or, you know, putting a dressing on a salad. It was as if he was, you know, adjusting his electric razor. They just killed him. But that's your loving government. And again, I have the two articles here where the Russians are clearly involved in all the terrorism in their country. Well, sure, they have the motive. Leaked disputes Menendez death story. So we have, again, that headline, and they're getting in a lot of trouble. Meanwhile, just an example of what will happen if the water ever gets shut off. An example of just how animalistic we've gotten. The mob seen several hurt and rushed for cheap laptops from NBC News 12 in Virginia. Hundreds of people wanting to get cheap laptop computers that the school was selling literally ran over old ladies and knocked over strollers, ran over police, just frothing and begging and groveling, just behaving. I've seen video of it, just behaving like gibbering monkeys or something. So that's what we've been reduced to. And I'm sure the globalists are happy. Now the nuclear family, or the two-parent family, is the minority and plunging fast. Great social engineering. We have the government handbooks from the 40s and 50s about how the family had to be broken up, because then the family will defend itself and will stick with the family, and they have to drum out those instincts and make sure the schools and the government raises the children and gets them institutionalized and basically turned into dysfunctional, mindless idiots. And that's the official plan, and it is going off quite nicely. And now they've got a large portion, about half the population themselves, are mindless, drooling, sycophants who are obsessed with being cool, don't know their head from a hole in the ground, can't tell you their state capital, can't tell you who the vice president is. They are now infiltrating and taking over the 30-something percent of people that are two-parent homes and infiltrating. And, you know, their scum daughters are dating our sons, and their scum sons are trying to date our daughters, and they're taking over quite nicely. And looks like we're going to be total animals here pretty quick. So good job, government. Boy, it is a nightmare. Sorry, I don't want to get off into that, but it is scary. Thousands of years of civilization, folks, being flushed down the toilet. I mean, I look at people. I'm not sardonic. I'm not pleased about it. There is a large portion of the populace that are literally just mindless idiots. They know all about fads, all about sitcoms, all about how to act tough, all about how to have 14 tattoos. And I'm not saying you're bad if you got tattoos, but you know what I mean. Just into total mindlessness, into pettiness, into strutting and acting cool, into the latest mindless country or rap music. Just and you talk to them, they're hollow, mindless idiots. And that is who the New World Order has basically created. We have gone from the most educated, most informed, you know, even street level folks who are intelligent and knew some history, to just basically animals, just mindless, drooling idiots. Oh, boy. Israeli troops enter Gaza Strip synagogue, and it's really sad to see, you know, I empathize with people being taken off their homes, taken out of their churches, their synagogues. But why isn't it being shown on the Drudge Report and ABC Nightly News, the farmers and ranchers being drug out of their houses as they're taken? Now, I've been to many of these events. Why aren't you showing that? Why didn't you show the Indianapolis Baptist Temple? Hundreds of Christians being drug out of their church. They're showing all of this in Israel, and actually the Sharon government is doing this to make itself look, more liberal in comparison to the Likud party. And it's more theater, folks. This is meant to actually get sympathy for the continued expansion of Israel. And, folks, there have been Jews in Israel forever. I mean, it's their land as much as it is to the Palestinians. The Palestinians have been there forever, and they've been fighting with each other forever over the land. It's not that I'm not taking either side. Some people want to say, well, Israel has no right to existence. And I would say under its current militarized, secular, Jew-hating manifestation that it doesn't have a right to exist. But under a true Jewish state, it does. Again, the Zionists, it's public, mainstream news, funded Hitler and said he will abuse Jews when millions of Jews were trying to escape. This is now public. And this is mainstream news in Europe. Major professors have been writing about this. Major Jewish scholars have been writing about this. Now, they made a deal with Hitler to not let Jews escape, so they would be killed, so then all Jews would move to Israel, so a secular group could basically control them and feed on them. And a lot of the Orthodox families are broken up. CPS has always taken their kids and harassing them in Israel and really abusing them. And that's in, by the way, the Israeli newspapers. You just never hear about it here. And the Israeli government has funded al-Qaeda and founded Hamas. That's mainstream news. Carry out terror attacks to keep the fighting going. It's sick, folks. And Barry Hamish will tell you, he's a Jewish writer, written for the Jerusalem Post, that the Bilderberg Group funds the radical Israelis and funds the radical Muslims to keep the fighting going. And so that's the paradigm shift that we talk about here, is it's not a Palestinian or Jew argument. It's a anti-New World Order or pro-New World Order view. And, I mean, Egypt gets almost as much money as Israel from the globalists, and they're horribly abusive. So it's the same thing over and over again, but that's what's behind this. Officer says military blocked sharing of files on terrorists. Concerning 9/11, we'll get into that. West Virginia woman questioned by Secret Service for signs in her yard. Can't do that. That's un-American, having free speech. And so much more. You'll want to stay with us. Schools are going to police off campus.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Your calls are coming up in the next segment. John Rappaport joins us in the next hour. But continuing with the news, Big Brother to monitor high schools, NBC5, Dallas, Texas. Hundreds of Dallas high school students will have video cameras watching over them if Dallas Independent School District officials follow through with their plan. The leaders of the school district want to install surveillance cameras in 22 high schools within the district. The cameras will be placed in the hallways and some common areas of the schools. Principals said the cameras will provide evidence during investigations of fights and other punishable incidents. Some parents, however, do not want the cameras installed. Well, they're with Al-Qaeda then. Folks, I have articles where in Houston and other areas of the country, but in Houston, Texas, if your child doesn't finish all their homework, the parents are arrested. I'm not kidding. Again, total mind control. Then I have another article here today where the school is saying we need to punish children for their political speech and what they say and what they write and what they do off school grounds, and we want other students to report them. Meanwhile, the biggest exterminator companies in the country, the biggest cable companies in the country, the biggest carpet cleaner chains in the country, the biggest 500,000 employees, folks, biggest custodians in the country. Whole unions are saying, yes, 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 we work for the federal government now. We're going to fight terror and crime and spy on you. I mean, it's just so un-American. It's East Germany. I mean, folks, the Russians, in many cases, didn't even have this many tattletales. I mean, this is just off the charts bad. Meanwhile, anonymous soldiers making violent arrests back to Israel, officers operating without ID tags, shoving protesters onto buses, breaking several recent pledges that Israeli evacuation forces would wear name tags during the Gaza withdrawal. More than 1,000 unidentified police officers and soldiers this morning entered the largest Jewish Gaza town and began making violent arrests of residents and protesters. Police officers and Israeli Defense Forces soldiers arrived last night in Nev Dakhilim. Hundreds more forces streamed in this morning and have been arresting residents and protesters who infiltrated the area in the past few weeks to attempt to stop the withdrawal. Now, again, this is meant to all get sympathy. It's total manipulation. When we have Zionist documents going back to World War II going, we want to be persecuted. That makes the people serve us so they can then, this parasitic group can feed on Jews and rule over them. And it's very, very serious. But why is Joseph Farah so upset? The World Net Daily about this. I mean, he doesn't really seem to care when unmarked, you know, police in black mask, you know, arrest and beat anti-war protesters. Why, that's freedom. Secret police is good. It's a hallmark of America. But here's some good news. Man who was tasered gets apology, Denver Post. The city of Aurora apologized Tuesday to a man who police tasered in front of his children at a Chuck E. Cheese restaurant in February, agreed to make the matter the first assignment for the yet-to-be-formed Police Use of Force Board. In exchange, Dan and Gale, 29, of Denver, agreed to drop his plan to sue the city for $500,000, alleging his civil rights were violated. Gale also, who pled no contest in municipal court to disturbing the peace, the city will drop five other charges. But I'm just surprised to hear him apologize. And it admits that he just argued with them, and so they tasered him in front of his kids. I mean, they're tasering pregnant women that don't even argue with them now. I mean, every day somebody's dying from a taser, some days two people, and they're issuing more and more of them. And Taser International's answer is to increase the power level. Increase the power level. And the problem is the police are just using these for no reason. I mean, back when they just used their billy clubs, folks, we never seemed to have these type of problems. We didn't have all these deaths. I mean, if somebody's going after a cop, I mean, the problem is 20 years ago they'd use their billy club and less cops got hurt and less citizens got hurt. Now that they don't even use the billy club, they use their gun, and now the taser seems to be training them to just use a weapon. It's like a training aid. Less lethal or non-lethal weapons, folks, are training aids to train the police to engage the public. That's all that they are. Here's another article out of AFP, the French news agency. U.S. forces mistook Iraqi civilians for rebels and shot 26 of them. And admittedly, they were just workers lining up to go to work. And then the U.S. government tried to lie about it and claim they were terrorists. And just another. And now the Pentagon admits, yeah, they just shot 26 innocent people. And you go, ah, they're just Iraqis. You think you're safe in this country with this type of attitude? A lot of key news coming up, and we'll Go to your calls on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
Nine two three one is the number to join us. Your calls are coming up here in a few minutes. Continuing with the news and information here today. I mentioned this in the last segment, but here it is. Policy could let school officials discipline students at home. See, there's no law. There's no court ruling. It's just we say there's a policy. Maybe a school board can say there's a policy that they rule the planet Mars. Maybe they can say there's a policy that the school board president is the emperor of India. Or maybe the emperor of China. Or maybe the Saipan of Malaysia. I mean, really, maybe they can announce themselves gods. And if they wear a big enough hat with enough ornaments and badges, maybe we'll submit to them and it'll be true. I mean, government just announces new powers and okay, you said so. Policy could let school officials discipline students at home. Students could face discipline by school officials for things they write or say outside school under a new policy adopted amid intense debate that left one central Columbia school board member near tears and another predicting costly court battles. Expression outside school that officials believe materially and substantially interferes with school activities can result in discipline according to the policy. And again, there have been students who are, you know, in the journalism class, and they're not allowed, and I've had them on, and they're, you know, on the honor roll, and they're juniors or seniors. There's been a bunch of cases of this. And the school bathrooms are leaking, and the food is rotten, and in the school cafeteria, and there are cockroaches. So they try to write an article for the school paper complaining about it, saying it needs to be fixed. Well, the school board doesn't like that. Why, our young journalists shouldn't be muckraking. And so they tell them, you can't write that. So the student puts up a website and talks about it, and it gets hundreds of visitors and becomes a big issue. And so the police come by and actually arrest the student. What was that, an Idaho case? I forget. It was so many years ago. That, well, you were doing terroristic things. You were threatening. You were just, the school ordered it, and it just, we did it. In other cases, you know, you get suspended or expelled. They're lunatics, folks. They're lunatics. And, you know, of course, they could find some example. Well, if something's criminal, the police will deal with it. But no, the official government plan, we've had Charlotte Iserby, number two in the Department of Education, in the first Reagan administration. I mean, she's an insider, folks. Her dad was Skull and Bones, you know, Bohemian Grove. She's talked about his deathbed confession here on air. But she's got a book the size of a phone book, Deliberate Dumbing Down, and has all the documents where they say they're going to dumb you down, where they say they're going to take over the family. Notice you're hearing where they're talking about getting rid of school recess in the summer, or cutting it down to 3 weeks. Notice they're talking about making you go to class till 6 or 8 at night. And they know your parents have got to work more jobs anyways. They're offering, oh, have them stay at school till 8 o'clock at night. We'll keep them. And then meanwhile, it's barbed wire fences and they can't leave, and they're being searched and trained how to be prisoners. And I mean, this is the system, folks. It would help administrators deal with problems such as a student who threatens another student on a website, see, while at home. If that's a criminal threat, it needs to be filed with the police department, not with the school now expanding its jurisdiction beyond its territorial borders. You see, this is a big deal, folks. This is like a sheriff from a nearby county wanting to just say you did something, they want to come get you. We have jurisdictions for a reason, to keep tyranny from spreading. The founding fathers created three branches of government: legislative, executive, and judicial. Then they further divided it into 13 colonies with their own legislatures, divided between the House and Senate, the governors, lieutenant governors, then counties, townships, shires, within those as units, cities within counties, to have more division. Gridlock is good. If you got a bad town or a bad county, 50, 60, 100 years ago, everybody just moved out of it. And pretty soon, that corrupt sheriff was sitting on top of nothing. That corrupt mayor who was cheating the election was sitting on top of nothing. Pretty soon, townspeople would kick him out, a lot of times at the point of a gun, because he was corrupt. People didn't put up with it. You could leave. Well, we're leaving this state and going to Texas. Well, Texas is getting a little pushy with these new northern governors they've installed. You know, I'm going to California. I'm going to New Mexico. I'm going up there where they got some good ranches, where they got free land. I'm going to Oregon. I'm going to Washington. Not anymore, folks. Nowhere to run. And they just, again, it's here's the schools announcing that they have this power. This new jurisdiction. And they got the money, so if they grease the skids and give a few grants to the sheriff and the police chief, you know, they might even assist them with their own deputies. Again, merger, municipalization. They have handbooks on this. You can't get counties and cities to pass toll roads on all the major roads. Why, the state just writes a law giving governmental power to, you know, a 15-member unelected board that corporations appoint. It's like the WTO or the IMF or the World Bank or the International Bank of Settlements or the Ex-Im Bank. Local boards here in Texas, local regional water boards, they're totally private. The Lower Colorado River Authority, LCRA, totally private, tens of billions of dollars, grabbing land, has their own SWAT team, their own police, their own checkpoints, just marauding. Literally, if I was a billionaire, folks, I could go buy a bunch of land, build a conference building, make a seal, looks governmental, incorporate it, hire men with machine guns, and I could start feeding. And they do. They feed quite nicely. So I'm sick of it, folks, and here's another example of just, let me tell you something else. Cities are illegitimate. I know you don't want to hear this. I know you're busy telling the sheriff's departments, the only legitimate peace officers out there, that you're over them because you got more funds, because you've fed on us. There were no incorporated police departments until the 1870s, 1880s. In New York City, there were sheriff's departments and there were constables. Whenever there was a big problem, they would just go, you, you, and you come with me, and they deputize. And, you know, they had a substantive force, but if you didn't like the sheriff, you could kick him out. He was a politician. Now, it's just, there's a, people have moved in by a river, and you're Boss Hog, and you move to the town, you got a bag of gold, you just hire yourself your officers, and you just set up a department, and people kind of look at you and go, well, I guess he's trying to keep stuff clean on the streets. We have had some lawlessness, and they incorporate a city. Normally, the cities would be incorporated after somebody just set themselves. A lot of times, citizens get together and pool money and just hire a few of the gunslingers. And most of the time, they got corrupt and became corrupt, and you'd have to push them out, and they'd have to hire. I mean, in big towns, folks, this happened in Austin. They'd have to hire 20 other thugs to come kick them out, and then those thugs would start bossing you around. I mean, this is how history works, folks. It's been done before. You know, this isn't the world's first rodeo. It isn't our first go-around on the merry-go-round. And so this happens over and over and over and over again. And all over the country, they're just abolishing the office of sheriff. You got to love it. I mean, you got to love it, folks. These ne'er-do-wells, these nobodies that prance around in these fancy outfits who even think they've got all this authority, go to the sheriff who's got literal power of life and death while they're elected. You talk about dictatorial powers, it's only in the hands of the sheriff as long as they're following the Constitution. But in time of crisis, and these sheriffs get ordered around and get told what to do and get turned into minions of these MJTF multi-jurisdictional task forces. And I, for one, am sick of it. So, in your area, I guess the school just, I mean, they're even announcing that in some areas of the country that parents have to show up and do work for the school. Well, it's part of your school. You're going to this public school, and it's free anyways. You know, you pay taxes for it. You have to come three times a year. Gotta come and do a school cleanup. It's just part of the policy. If you don't do it, your child will be considered truant, you'll be arrested. Total color of law. And see, now it's, well, it ain't going to be three times a year now. It's going to be six. Yes, sir, I'll do what you say. And the schools are literally going to be the prison camps in all our communities. Folks, you've been listening to me long enough to know I'm not joking about this. I told you they'd put transponders in your inspection stickers and license plates. They're passing it in some states. We beat it in Texas. England's doing it. I told you they'd put thumb scanners in at your grocery store and your health club. It's happening. I told you, folks, I'm reading their own documents. All right, I'm going to shut up. There's big stacks of news I haven't gotten to yet. Iraqi leader paves way for legal hangings. Total dictatorship being set up. This government's a farce. Rush Limbaugh slanders, baselessly, compared Cindy Sheehan to Bill Bruckett. Her story is nothing more than forged documents. That's his quote. What does that mean? I mean, it's just, this discredits conservatives. Limbaugh, folks, is not a conservative. Close informant and friend of former FBI agent John O'Neill, killed on 9/11, tells an FBI higher-up, shut him down, letting 9/11 happen. We'll get into I don't want to sit here and attack Lance Armstrong, but I'm going to say this before I go to Ron and others. I'm going to say this. I've shut my mouth about Lance Armstrong for a long time. Never said a word about Lance Armstrong. My mother just absolutely loves him, and, you know, neighbors love him, and good friends of mine love him, and he's favorite son here in Austin, Texas. And I'm glad he beat cancer, but he really is a poster boy for chemotherapy, which a lot of evidence shows is being forced on people that doesn't even help and kills a lot of folks, and there's better treatments. It worked for him, good for him. But he's a super alpha male, very aggressive, very competitive, very hungry, and he now says he may want to go into politics. John Kerry worships him and says he'll make a great Democrat. He's meeting with Bush today to ride bikes. And it looks like he's probably going to be a Republican. It doesn't matter which group he's with. It doesn't matter. It's all a new world order if he's with one of the two parties. I think it's great when he was a U.S. Postal Service promoter and sponsor. But, folks, out pushing Nike, you know, equating his beating cancer with Just Do It. I mean, Nike really does have little five-year-old slaves, folks, chained up at sewing machines. I mean, I don't buy Nike products for about 10 years. Still got one or two shirts that are 10 years old. I made a commitment. When we publicly know that slaves are making something, that we don't support it. And I didn't say anything. I'm like, well, it's Lance Armstrong. Well, it, you know, he's probably... But he's just... I've been watching him, reading what he says. He's very aggressive. He wants power. And I've had a bad feeling about him for a long time. And folks, I'm not envious. I'm not jealous. I like, you know, sports superstars that are clean cut and good and nothing against them. I think Lance Armstrong's a very accomplished athlete and a very neat person and a great story. But he's all of those energies that made him such a good bike rider are now going to be funneled into megalomaniacal control. And he's going to be a politician, and I know he's going to be for horrible things because already he's for a lot of really bad stuff and involving a lot of bad stuff and constantly hanging out with Bush and, you know, having Bush speak during his rallies, and I'm sick of it. You know, and he wants to be an elitist, big fat cat, and we're going to, look, you know, I just know how to assess people. We're going to have problems from Lance Armstrong. I know from people inside that he's been approached about don't be sponsored by Nike. There's other people. He'll make just as much money. And Lance Armstrong's like, I'll do what I want. Shut up. Well, boy, we're going to do what we want. And so you can ride a bicycle real good and you beat cancer. Well, that doesn't mean that chaining kids up to big old industrial, you know, for 14 hours a day and no air conditioning. You know, chaining little kids up to sewing machines, you know, we're not going to put up with it. And I'm calling for Lance Armstrong to pull out of his Nike contract. You can make plenty of money elsewhere, and I wish you would. But and I haven't really, you know, I've attacked Nike a few times, written a few articles about them. They really are bad, folks. And it's shameful. It's shameful. Plus, folks, little kids, poor children don't need to be paying $150 for the Lance Armstrong shoe. You know, I like Michael Jordan, but I criticize him for that. And I don't think he's half as power mad and crazed as Armstrong. I like Michael Jordan, but I did criticize him. You know, $100 shoes. It's just bad, folks. It's bad all around. And you watch me. Just like you always do. I'm wrong about the war, and now you all agree with me the war is bad. I'm wrong about 9/11, and now you all agree 9/11 is inside job. You just watch. I've assessed him. I've watched him. Look out for Lance Armstrong. Look out. He's bad news. He's real bad. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I don't want to change topics, but I got to agree with you on Lance Armstrong. If you look at his history prior to cancer, he was drooling with arrogance. Okay, when he got cancer, then all of a sudden he wanted a little sympathy. Now he thinks he's defeated it. And he's drooling with probably twice as much arrogance. This is To a degree, yes. Anyone who had cancer is a sympathetic character. Cancer took my own father at a young age. However, if you're going to choose someone to be a political leader, you do have to be more intelligent and critical in your choice. I agree with your assessment of Lance Armstrong, and if people really knew, I think, his entire history, they may look at him in a slightly different way as well.
Well, you know, I'm not going to get into it, but I'm right here in Austin. I'll leave it at that, and I'm just going to leave it there. And just, I didn't want to talk about this. It's just, he's becoming dangerous. He's now openly engaging in the New World Order activities. Look, Nike, admittedly, folks, five-year-old kids. I mean, I know he's better, he's more important than five-year-old slaves, but shame on him.
But I'll move on to what I originally...
Well, no, I mean, I'll hold you over, Ron, but, I mean, I specifically, what do you... I mean, Nike, let's talk about it.
Well, Nike has basically children that are used almost in slavery, I believe, in Vietnam. And as a matter of fact, there was a recent report about that, about children literally being chained to machines.
Yeah, shame on him. Nope. Shame on him. Stay there, I'll let you finish. I mean, it makes me sick. And I was going to leave it alone. I don't care about the ultra arrogance and the Bush worship. If he wants to do that, fine. But this goes too far. These little kids, somebody's got to stand up against Lance Armstrong.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight, piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Real quick, going back to Ron in New York, then we're going to Barrett, Mike, and many others that are patiently holding. Go ahead, Ron, finish up your point.
Okay. As I said, I called about something else. But Alec, don't apologize for what you're saying about Lance Armstrong. When a man seeks political power, which means power over us, we have a right to examine that man.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's a control freak. He's very arrogant. He pitches goods made by enslaved women and children.
It's not his personal entitlement. Do you understand that? It's not his personal toy, and we have a right to question that man. Now let me move forward from there. Your caller should be aware of something. In an era in which we're now paying prices for gasoline close to $3 a gallon, and all indications are it'll just keep going up, at least for the foreseeable future. Another thing has happened, which many of your listeners may not be aware of, that hidden within that so-called bankruptcy reform bill that was passed a few months ago was also a rubric for the way credit companies will now determine how you make minimum payments. And to make a long story short, if you do the arithmetic, people who are carrying credit debt, which is a very large number of Americans, they've been seduced into the use of that drug, are going to be in for a real rude awakening with that come October.
Yeah, they're increasing the minimum payments. And for those that don't know, when you got money, they stopped sending you credit cards. But when I was literally eating ramen noodle in college 5 days a week, I got credit cards every other day. They want to get you in debt because it's all zeros and ones to them. They'll just write it off if you don't pay it. But they get control of your life. Thanks for the call, Ron. Barrett, where are you calling us from?
Oh, hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I'm calling from Houston.
Welcome, sir.
Oh, great. You know, I've been a fan of your show for the last 3 years. I go to UT, and I was just flipping through the channels one day, and I saw you on Public Access, man. You completely changed my views on just geopolitics in general. You know, the whole, I used to buy into the left-right paradigm. I considered myself Democrat. My parents are, you know, voting Democrats, but, you know, you just completely opened my eyes, man. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, that's what these neocon listeners don't get that accuse me of being a liberal. No, by being a real patriot, we are able to get people in the false left system to wake up and join freedom.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, you got these Bush worshippers who want to give their guns up because they love George Bush.
And then you have these Clinton worshippers that think that, you know, 9/11 is bad, but what happened in Waco was, you know, just killing a wacko fringe, which is equally repugnant.
Exactly. No, I mean, they're just as cult-like.
Yeah. Well, I had two quick points to make. My parents are from India. I was born here. I was born in Pittsburgh. And I can tell you, I took last semester off from UT and did volunteer work in India. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, these child laborers are from the most marginalized sector of an already marginalized country.
For those that don't know, they're the lowest caste.
Oh, I mean...
And for those who don't know, that means they're subhuman, non-human.
It's sick, and you know it's.
Well, don't you talk about Lance Armstrong? He's God.
Yeah, and that's what makes me sick is that I've actually taught these kids from firsthand experience, and I've seen them, and they're bright young children. They're no different from children in any other part of the world.
Nope, they're there to put money in Lance Armstrong's pocket.
Yeah, and I mean it's just disgusting.
He can fly around on private jets with his bimbo girlfriend.
Exactly, and it's just sickening because these are the kids that are the real heroes that you know. That, you know, in spite of being orphans, in spite of being considered subhuman by the Hindu establishment, just like there are good and bad elements.
No, you got a corrupt elite exactly ruling over.
Exactly, yeah, you have a corrupt elite in every religious group.
And they say they're God, everybody else is trash.
Exactly. And
that's where these tennis shoe companies have got a lot of their factories.
Exactly. My second point real quick was that, like you were saying before, that schools are just going to deprogram people. Is it okay if I stay on the other line?
Yeah, go ahead, keep going.
Okay, yeah, just how schools are being used to, you know, push this cultural relativist mindset. I'm a Hindu, I'm a religious Hindu, but the Judeo-Christian values that America's founded on are really universal values, and those are things that should be in schools. And I suggest to your listeners to read The Closing of the American Mind by Alan Bloom.
All right, stay there, I'll let you finish up. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.